you ever use set in his ways? You say set in his ways?
Yeah, he'd be a set in his own way, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. You ever, does that mean the same thing as stubborn?
Yeah, same thing.
Which one do you use most often?
Well, we use mostly he's awful stubborn fella here.
Mm-hmm. And if a person's feelings are easily hurt, how would you describe him?
Well, I would just say his feelings is awful easy hurt. You have to be careful about what you say to him, or something like that.
Would you ever say touchy or touches or anything like that?
I hardly ever do around here. Most people don't.
Then, if somebody gets offended real easy and gets mad or gets, I've said what I wanted to see if you said. Do you say he got awfully mad, or he got awful head up, or he got, how would you say that?
Well, we mostly say he's awful high tempered.
Mm-hmm.
Easy touched off or something like that, you know.
Yeah. And then you might be telling somebody about a conversation you had with him when you insulted him somehow or other, not meaning to, and you say, well, all I said was so and so, but he got awfully
mad about it. Yeah.
And so I told him not to get excited, just to keep
quiet.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use calm? Cam?
Well, might once in a while. But most of the time they say keep quiet here, you know.
Yeah. How would you pronounce that word that I said just now? Calm. Would you say calm or cam or what?
Cam, yeah.
Some parts of the country they say calm and some they say cam. Then if a person is very, very tired from working all day and he wants to get across the idea of how tired he is, he say, boy, I sure am
tired.
And is there any other way you might say that?
Well,
say wore out or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you say I'm awfully wore out or something like that.
And then let's see. Why somebody says why? Well, this man didn't show up somewhere he was supposed to go, and somebody asked why he didn't come, and he didn't come because he's sick, and so they might say, well, when did he do what? They want to know how long he's been sick. They say, when did he
get sick?
Mm-hmm. And then. When you start getting the sniffles and your nose runs and your you sneeze, you say, well, I guess I've
caught cold.
Mm-hmm. And when your voice, when your throat's kind of raw and you can't talk very loud, you say you're what?
Hoarse.
And if you have a chest cold, you probably do what?
Well, we cough.
And suppose your little boy is supposed to take some medicine, and you find out that he hasn't done it. So you say, haven't you
took that medicine yet? Yeah.
And if a man can't hear, you say he's what?
Deaf.
And if a man worked all day in the field and his shirt got real wet, what did he do?
He sweat.
And then this kind of a big bump that comes up on your face sometimes or on your arm, and it'll come to a head.
They call that a boil here.
We got that.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the stuff that comes out of the boil, what do you call that?
They call that the core.
Mm-hmm.